Police consider the web to be a vital resource in helping fight and prevent crime, but often perpetrators are able to stay a step ahead. A recent New York Times investigation indicates tech companies saw the number of online photos and videos of children being sexually abused more than double over just the last year to 45 million. And this form of cybercrime has grown exponentially in the last decade. WGLT's Eric Stock talks with law enforcement in Bloomington Normal to see what increase they see and whether they have adequate staffing to handle it.
Let's consider the term child pornography. Billy Lynn has investigated these cases for Bloomington Police for 14 years. He doesn't call it that. Lynn says he considers the term too tame to explain what is likely the worst day in a child's life.
It would be more accurately described as the visual depiction of the violent sexual assault of children, more often than not. And I think that seems to ring a little bit different when you describe it that way.
Lynn says this underground industry has evolved dramatically. When he started work on such cases, most of the contraband went through the mail.
The U.S. Postal Inspectors years ago used to be the primary investigators of this stuff because a lot of it had to go through the mail. Of course, then the internet popped up and the ease in which people can trade these images became so much more. It started normalizing a lot of that behavior and more people started becoming involved in it.
The advent of smartphones, social media, and cloud storage led to the online explosion of illegal materials. Lynn says perpetrators peddle them on the dark web through encryption that prevents the general public and law enforcement from finding the content through conventional search engines.
To be honest, there are so many of them, we don't have time to work them all. We don't have the bodies to work them all.
Lynn says the truly heinous get the most attention.
There's that whole difference. I mean, you have a toddler being raped compared to a 16 or 17 year old maybe allowing her pictures to be taken. So you have to decide, and they're both wrong, but you have to look at which is more serious and which ones to go after.
Lynn says he's not just looking at the severity of the images and videos, but also who is likely consuming it.
We look for those that are obviously prepubescent, that are not just posing, but they're actually being sexually assaulted, and we go after those. It's been my experience that when you get the people that have a sexual interest in those types of images, they're highly likely to have committed a hands-on offense, and that's what we're really going after.
In Normal, online sex crimes aren't as much of a burden, according to Police Chief Rick Bleichner.
We have sufficient resources to investigate the complaints that we've received. It does take some time to work through those because it's a resource allocation issue.
Bleichner says his department has seen some increase in recent years. Normal gets about one online sex crime case per month on average, and sometimes they fall into another jurisdiction. He says finding a physical location for these crimes can get tricky. Many originate overseas. Bleichner says the biggest investigative challenge is sifting through the overwhelming number of online records.
Prior to, you know, the explosion of the internet, you could send a subpoena to a bank and get bank records or send a subpoena to somewhere and get emails. But now, you know, you've got these large volumes of storage and data and media that now you have to, once you get, then you have access to, then you have to sort through that.
Technology companies are supposed to look proactively for illicit activity. Police say they rarely do. BPD's Billy Lynn says at the very least, the companies need to help police track down a case when they get a tip.
A lot of these companies don't have the ability or choose not to police their own systems. Some of these decentralized applications, these things aren't really going through the servers. They're just connecting from point to point.
Police at Normal encounter similar challenges. Chief Rick Bleichner says it requires patience.
It does. Sometimes takes a little while. Sometimes we have to word it a certain way to get exactly what we want. But our investigators are pretty good at having contacts at those particular tech companies to help to call them to say, here's what I'm looking for. What do you need?
The Illinois Attorney General's Office can help municipal police agencies. The Attorney General launched the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force more than 20 years ago. It provides free training and equipment and helps local departments pool resources to investigate online sex crimes. BPD's Billy Lynn says that's helpful, but it's still not enough. He says he's not sure there ever can be enough help to pursue every sexual predator online.
You could probably throw three or four more bodies per department at combating online child pornography and still hardly put a dent in it.
Bloomington Police Chief Dan Doneth says child pornography is a big problem, but it's only one of many kinds of crime.
But we all have to operate within the constraints of budgets and, you know, and the reality of running the city. And we know what our constraints are in regards to our manpower. And so we try to allocate that, you know, proportionately as best we can.
Officer Billy Lynn says one tool that's helped law enforcement in recent years is tougher sentencing guidelines in the state.
They've since made great changes and great sentencing enhancements on these charges. When we first started, we took most of our cases federal because we had the bigger hammer in the federal system.
Child pornography possession carries a sentence of 4 to 15 years in prison. Anyone convicted of producing or distributing child pornography faces a mandatory minimum of 10 years behind bars. Lynn says he wants tougher sentencing for these criminals just to get them off the street. He says it's not about creating a deterrent. He doesn't think that works for these type of criminals.
These people are driven by something they honestly have a hard time controlling. It's almost an addiction that... They can't stop. They know it's wrong. They hide it. It's their secret side. They don't want anyone to know about it. But that feeling seems to overwhelm most of them, and they just continue to do it no matter what the cost.
And spending a working life investigating crimes that rob children of their innocence could easily make someone angry. Lynn says he's not. He says he feels mostly pity for the offenders.
I've come to the opinion that people do not have the conscious choice of what they find sexually attractive, and a lot of these people that seem to find children sexually attractive sometimes can't control their behavior.
Many of these crimes will never be prosecuted. There are too many for police to track, and Lynn says the technology is moving so fast that police are always playing catch-up. I'm Eric Stock.
A spokesperson for State Attorney General Kwame Raoul says the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force has been involved in more than 1,700 arrests of predators, sexual predators, since 2006, and has provided Internet training and education to thousands of law enforcement professionals and hundreds of thousands of parents, teachers, and students.